Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA, talking about House passage of USMCA in just a moment.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This holiday message funded by beef farmers and ranchers. The Oklahoma Beef Council reminds you, you can learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Beef, it's what's for dinner. He's the Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus, with a big smile on his face with the word that the House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed the ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA.
Well, this is a great day for us. This is a great day for NCBA, a great day for the U.S. beef industry, a great day for America. I think you're seeing a lot of positive statements come from the House of Representatives, from both Republicans and Democrats, because this is an agreement that everyone can get behind. This brings NAFTA into the 21st century. It really strengthens our trade relationships with Canada and Mexico while protecting a lot of those market access terms that have given us an advantage in Canada and Mexico as U.S. beef producers for over 20 years. So this is a good day for us. We get to see the continuation of strong sales into Canada and Mexico. We have that unrestricted duty-free access that's made American beef the preeminent beef in North America. We're going to continue to see growth in those markets for years to come. So this is a really good day for us.
And Backus says it's a real credit to Robert Lighthizer, trade ambassador for the Trump administration, to keep those lines of communication open with the House Democrats for months. And he says along those lines, it was important that groups like NCBA stayed the course as well.
NCBA has been in the room for this agreement for the entire time. For all the discussions, the hearings, all of the meetings with staff on Capitol Hill to help them understand how important this is for us. You know, this is just a culmination of months and a couple of years of work to really emphasize how important trade with our North American partners is for the U.S. beef industry. So, you know, NCBA participated in numerous hearings. We had so many meetings on Capitol Hill. But really, it was an educational push. It was a combination of NCBA and our state affiliates. That really is the strength of our organization. As the trusted leader and the definitive voice of the U.S. beef industry, NCBA is the one that's able to bring everyone together and speak on behalf of our industry. So this is just another example of a big victory for our industry, and NCBA was part of all those important conversations that helped make this possible. So this is something we can all be proud of.
With the House vote behind us, a big, big victory for President Trump. Next up, consideration in the U.S. Senate in 2020.
We expect the Senate will take this up sometime in January. I think the Senate Finance Committee will need to get its hands on it and have a hearing and be able to talk about it. But the Senate never moves at lightning speed anyway. It's designed to move a little slowly. So I anticipate that we will see this before the State of the Union address at the end of the month. Hopefully it won't take that long, but given the realities of the Senate and the realities of impeachment and other things that could create a logjam, that is possible. So it's important that everyone who's listening engage with their senators. Everyone's going to be home for Christmas, for New Year's, and they're going to have a chance to engage with them. Now is the time to really lean on them and say how important the USMCA is for your operation, for your family. This agreement is not just about the next quarter, about the next year. This is setting the groundwork for future generations. This is going to allow us to remain competitive and to really have an advantage over so many other people who want to sell a competitive product in both Canada and Mexico. So this is very important. I think timing We have to move this quickly because, you know, unfortunately, we're fast approaching the full swing of the election year. You know, the Democrats have a lot of candidates that are running for office, and we're going to start to see primaries in towards February. So we have to move on this quickly, and hopefully we'll see this successfully move forward by the end of January.
Kent Backus, the Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.